Hello, I'm
Satire,
and I'd like to share with you some of the highlights of a new program
full of evil and wickedness of men.
It's an abomination to God.
These programs are often presented from a point of view which many students find difficult to accept.
Thus, your family is encouraged to
view and photograph my body, including my buttocks, my lower torso, thighs, and any other area that they want.
Wednesday, a special family presentation narrated by
Johnny Mathis.
In a brand new program of daily sessions of
loud noises.
Highly unique for a member of the plumbing industry, and aimed specifically at
much sadness.
Well, a sad story breaking tonight. Some of you have heard about this by now.
I can open Campbell's soup with my bare hands.
Big deal.
There've been people already offended by this.
What people? A motley bunch of bloodthirsty monsters don't have the right to call themselves people.
Many people were angry
at Daryl Hannah
because she had
made in Hong Kong stamped on her rear end.
Right.
Just like Mom.
Well, your mom is ugly.
I know.
That's why they call me the King of
Sexual Perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism.
And we'll all feel gay when
he summons forth his sword.
Oh my goodness, what's that huge thing?
It was bigger and longer and wider than any other
Johnson.
I'm afraid he's a little big for you.
You have such a large,
tender, thick meat beauty.
Oh, thank you.
He took that tail of his and completely wrecked my little ship.
I'd like to do something, but I'm not sure if I can do it on the air.
You hear what I hear? I hear it too.
Well, don't pace yourself.
I'm loose and I'm staying that way.
Stay there in most cases for several years.
Well, thousands of years have passed since that day.
And more of the same.
Did you ever stop to consider
my testicles?
Just pop them out, fold them into shape, and there you are.
What about tampons?
Now we can eliminate them all.
We asked women to give up their
tampons.
They were trying to sleep on beds of hay.
And I strangled and killed them.
I'll have their stinking bodies in garbage bags and
eat and eat and eat all around.
Now let's just look at the bodies.
And with a razor blade, cut up
the bodies.
Then their kitchen sliced at an angle.
Cut into four or six slices from top to bottom.
Make sure you give your kids
parts of bodies
to play with.
Kids love it.
Yay! Can we have one?
Oh, all right.
What children need from us is
body parts, including his genitals.
People took the pieces.
They have something special in the way of a sandwich in mind.
That little blue flower and
the lifeless hunk of plastic.
I don't eat that stuff.
Try them. With the guidance of a qualified person, you may find they help.
Say, doctor, can you help me? I seem to have something in my eye.
Lions, monkeys, funny clowns, look!
I want you to look at
part of the man's body, which we call the penis.
It must be his tail from its shape and size, but it hangs right out from between
his legs.
The wages of sin is gonorrhea, syphilis, and death.
And above all else, have fun.
I've prepared an elaborate surprise for all of us.
Surprise!
The people were shocked.
They were so frightened, they almost ran away.
And Jesus said to his disciples,
I couldn't believe some of the absolutely bizarre creatures there.
The wise old owl replied,
you mean old monster, you?
Jesus said,
I have to leave for a few minutes.
He just left the party and walked off into the woods by himself, where he could be alone.
That's a mighty queer way to get to Texas.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the
goddamn
great state of
Texas.
Please leave
Texas
at once.
It was left very messy.
And God was not pleased.
Do we care?
No way.
God sent terrible fire.
God planned to destroy
Texas.
Which isn't bad.
That sounds like a fire truck. There must be a fire. I'll go see what it is.
If you see something unusual before or after a fire,
you feel like laughing.
And there were
no known survivors.
If you hadn't put out that fire, I would have been burned to death.
I hope I do better next time.
Next time, take something made extra strong to work extra long.
Pep Boys.
Stool softener.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Just like your own family.
Check with your local poison control center.
Check out my butt.
It looks like it's full of
cheese whiz, processed cheese spread.
So let me see if I can put my hand in here. Oh, no.
Hey, what's the matter, little fella? You got your hand stuck? You're not the first one it's happened to, and you won't be the last.
At last, we sigh with deep regret to think this lesson's done.
One more thing.
Stop it! Stop it! No!
Good Lord. It's unbelievable. It's horrible. I can't understand the reason for such cruelty.